This week is National Volunteer Week, and at the height of the pandemic, two-thirds of volunteers stopped volunteering altogether, equating to an estimated loss of 12.2 million hours per week. That's a phenomenal number. Joining us to have a chat about this for the week is the from the Centre of Volunteering of New South Wales, CEO Gemma Reigate. Gemma, how are we doing?
Morning, Andrew. I'm going well, thank you.
Gemma, we lost 12.2 million hours of volunteer work because of the pandemic. Are they back yet?
They're not all back, no, they're certainly not. Volunteering in 2020 changed like everything else, and quite a few roles and ways people are volunteering have changed significantly over that time. So, we've seen a big shift.
At the Centre of Volunteering, I imagine you're at the forefront of trying to get everybody back. How do we go about it?
We are trying to get everyone back, but we're also looking at reimagining volunteering and getting people to think of it differently, which they did, particularly at the height of the COVID-19 crisis. People are doing volunteering differently, and we want to keep encouraging that so that people do participate and get on board in their communities and help each other like they want to.
I know there's a number of different reasons for people to volunteer, but ultimately, does it matter? It's just a matter of giving up a bit of your time because you enjoy doing it. Surely that's the most important thing, you get something out of being a volunteer?
Absolutely. Every volunteer says that they get more out of it than they put in, which is pretty interesting. That's not the motivation for volunteering for most people, but they certainly acknowledge that they do get a lot out of it. And we know also that there are significant health benefits to volunteering, particularly mental health benefits. And that also came out during the COVID lockdown in particular, where volunteers stepped forward to help in their communities by making phone calls and doing the relatively simple things like that, but making a massive difference in their communities.
I can give you one example. As both my daughters came to live with us last year because of the pandemic, they'd lost their jobs. And I'd said to them, well, why don't you go and volunteer at St. Vincent de Paul? Because you guys like working in retail. And they went down there because it was, more than anything else, it was an opportunity to get out of the house. But what they found is, aside from meeting some interesting customers, there was a lovely little community of people who give their time. That's what they discovered.
Absolutely. I've actually heard similar stories to that. Younger people stepping forward because the older cohort were quite fearful of working in some of those environments during the height of COVID.
Yeah.
Younger people stepped in, and the bonds that they formed with the older people who didn't want to be right at the retail face of some of those op shops and things, the benefits for both groups was huge, and that's something that we want to keep encouraging because we saw such great benefits out of that time.
As this week is National Volunteer Week, Gemma, where should we go if we were considering volunteering and perhaps we don't necessarily know how we would like to volunteer or where?
That's true. So you can go to volunteering.com.au and we have an online portal where volunteers can self-refer and search for roles that they might like. But also we encouraged local volunteers to go to their local volunteer resource centre. And in the Hunter, you have the Hunter Volunteer Resource Centre based in Newcastle. And other local volunteer hubs to get that local feel. So you've got either an online option or the local people who can help you into volunteering.
Well, I'm sure it's a matter of time before we get those 12.2 million hours of volunteering back up and probably even more given the way people feel about volunteering when they start doing it. Gemma Reigate, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thank you. And we look forward to lots of nominations for the New South Wales Volunteer of the Year Awards, which we have launched this week. The Hunter always has a fantastic representation, and we certainly don't want 2021 to be any less.
I'm sure it won't be. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.